So how spicy do you like it? Ron Scott is a local food and beverage writer for Eater Portland. He likes really spicy food. He's even written a map where you can get the hottest food around here.
Ron kept prodding Ryan Rollins, owner of PDX Sliders, to get a burn-your-face-off type sandwich on the menu. So he did. It's called the Ron Scoville. Ron says he's honored to have it named after him.
It was Ryan's idea of this Korean hot chicken sandwich. Then it's just a matter of doing a gochujang sauce, making it super spicy, and giving it some crunchy kimchi instead of pickles that you'd normally see on, say, like a Nashville hot sandwich. But you're still getting some of that same acid and good crunch. After that, there's a little bit of cilantro and fried garlic, kind of brightens it up. And it's actually a great sandwich, but the heat level is blinding.
I mean, how hot was this? I mean, you sound like you have a palate that can handle spices, but did this bring tears to your eyes?
Yeah, I think I got tears in my eyes on the second bite, probably. It doesn't waste any time. Even though I've eaten a lot of really crazy hot stuff just because, I wrote articles about where the spiciest food is in town and that kind of thing. So I had the hottest chicken sandwich in Seattle as well. This thing is hotter than anything I think I've ever eaten.
You know, and I even talked to Ryan and I said, so what do you think? He goes, I'm not trying that.
Yeah, he wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. I mean, it's all latex gloves and stuff when you're making something like this and immediate hand washing thereafter.
And you and I know this because we are kind of obsessed by food, but not everybody knows what the word Scoville, what significant that has for the sandwich.
It's called the Ronnie Scoville because Scoville is the measurement of heat units they use for capsaicin to measure how spicy something is. So a jalapeno can be usually in the neighborhood of around 1,000 Scoville, and then they go way up from there. I mean, a habanero is a big jump. I think it goes up to 10 to 30,000 right from there. So, I mean, you start out at kind of jalapeno and the really tame peppers, and then immediately you start getting up to much more extreme stuff, all the way up to Carolina Reaper and Ghost Pepper and Trinidad Scorpion.
And have you tried all those peppers, too?
Never raw, no, but I've had them all in various sauces, yep. I'm looking for stuff that just sort of kind of comes hot by default, not like, hey, can you take your dish and then just throw a lot of chili at it kind of thing. I wanted something that the way you order it, that's how it comes. It comes crazy spicy. So when I eventually did write the spicy food map for Eater, that was my goal for it, was just, these are all dishes that they don't come any other way.
All right, so let's see what Ryan has to say.
It's a pretty good sandwich. I think a lot of people have hot sandwiches on the menu, so it's important for us to not only have the heat there, but to bring flavor, and I think ours does that. So it's going to be a good sandwich. You're going to enjoy it from a flavor profile, but it's gonna hurt.
So how did he do? I mean, he sent me the video of himself eating it. He seemed to be holding it together pretty well.
He did good at the 2/3 mark, per his words. He about bowed out.
Are you a hot fan, or is this you leaving this all to Ron?
I'm leaving this to him. A few of my guys took some toothpick dabs, and we're drinking milk, and so I knew not to mess with it. Yeah, I enjoy watching people. I don't enjoy, enduring the pain.
So if someone does order it, they sign a waiver, and then they get any kind of, grand prize if they finish it?
Yeah, if they can finish it, we're going to send them off with a hat.
And a bottle of Alka-Seltzer. And
and a jug of milk if they need it.
Gotcha.
Which they will.
If you like heat, you can get the Ron Scoville at PDX Sliders Selwood location.